This is a spoiler review of Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Starring a bunch of folks you should know, almost everyone from the first one, and a couple of added folks are in there as well. Starting off with Meryl Streep, Pierce Brosnan, Colin Firth, Stellan Skarsgård, Julie Walters, Dominic Cooper, Amanda Seyfried, sorry, I missed a better name, Christine Baranski, yes, Lily James, Hugh Skinner, Jeremy Irvine, Alexa Davies, Jessica Keenan, Andy Garcia, and finally Cher. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. You can find the synopsis on IMDb, and it is as follows. 5 years after the events of Mamma Mia, Sophie learns about her mother's past while pregnant herself. Yep, that's basically it. The movie, I can say this. The first thing I have to say is that this movie is definitely better than the first one. I watched the first one not too long ago, probably like a couple months ago, and it was a struggle to get through it. It really was. It was one of those things where it didn't draw me in. I felt like it was just songs after songs, and it really didn't fit well into the movie. I feel like it was just ABBA songs you just place in a movie scenario, and it didn't really fit properly. So, and the storyline wasn't the greatest for part one, but part two, they did a whole lot better with it. So the good with it, the good was the story and the parallels between her, Sophie, and the mother. Those two parallels, definitely perfect. It's one of those things where you see Donna's life when she's young, and you see Sophie's life, and then in the present, and it just went back and forth quite seamlessly. It just, whoever's doing the transitions from the past to present, kudos to you, brother or sister, either one, because that one was probably the best things about this whole movie, transitioning back from the past to the to present. Top notch, really was. It was one of the smoothest transitions I've ever seen in movies as of late. Normally you see like a break or even a little section off, but this one it trans over quite quickly and quite nicely. It really was quite a perfect thing about this movie when you see the time jumps and the mirrors of each character basically. So that actually was one of the best things about this movie. Besides that, the song placement was a lot better. Is it a lot better? Is that how I say it? Yeah. It was a better selection of where you should put these songs. So each song felt like it's supposed to be there. It felt like whatever story it is trying to tell, it started off with that song. When When Sam's character basically broke Donna's heart, man, that transition into that song, that song they showed in the trailer, perfect. It really was like, sing about what's in your heart right now. And then that song came out. I was like, perfect. That's where it's supposed to be. And every other song, it landed where it's supposed to be. And it doubled down quite a bit on the fun times, on the sadness. And it knew where it's supposed to be, which I felt like this was probably the perfect scenario for it. Besides that, the story itself just felt fleshed out. It felt like it knew what it wanted to do. And it was definitely an improvement from part one. Because part one, it felt like it was all over the place, kind of. And it really didn't have a very clear plot line. It had some plot line, but it was very, very shaky. I felt like the songs were drowning out the story itself when it's supposed to be hand in hand. It's supposed to build a nice little marriage of both song and story, which part two, Here We Go Again, it's a smooth transition from song to actual story. And even some instances where the song actually pushed the story along even more. So that for me, just, it definitely made it hands down better than part one in almost every facet. If I had to score it, it'll be tons better than the first one. This one, it felt like I wish they came out with this one first and never came out with part one, because this one was probably the better solution to the whole thing. You have it where you do find out what happened between the whole "you had three fathers" thing and how Don is so confused, and you can see why, because it's a very, very close scenario. All three of them was like in a 2-week span, or even like a week span. So I can understand why you're confused about it. So that's fine. The one thing that I felt that was bad for this movie, which really took me out of it for like a second or two, was the death of Donna, the off-screen death of Donna. It was one of those things where it hurt me a little bit when watching the movie, because they referenced to it quite a bit, and they really didn't say what she died to, if it was this natural death, it was some kind of sickness, or something else. It is mentioned she just died a year ago, so it felt like you're not really sure. And I was trying to remember what happened at the end of part one, and even that had nothing that showed a little bit what happened, because it was a 5-year jump from part one to part two. So you basically off-screen death your main star. It felt weird. It really did feel weird. Of course, she did come back for like a small brief cameo at the end of the movie as like a force ghost for Mamma Mia. It was kind of hilarious seeing her. I was like, you save it for the end, I guess. But it'd be kind of nice to see Meryl Streep pop in every now and then. I feel that, did they need to kill her off? No. Could they have did something where she died off halfway in the movie? That's fine with me. At least that way you can see what caused her to die, bring some like heartstrings pulled and plucked a little bit, like, oh, I feel kind of sad for this character dying because she's such a main character. Nope, she just killed off like some random red shirt person from Star Trek. It really felt weird seeing that she was not in the movie for at least a good chunk of it, even though it started off with her. And the fact that they kind of sideswiped her is like, oh, we didn't really need to speak much about you. Of course, everyone's sad, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, your story is told through your younger version, which is fine. There's quite a bit of the younger version on screen. That's been great to have the older version mirror that a little bit. And even if she's like, get sick, that'd been perfect. I'm just saying. So it goes to hypothetical. So that's what I would have done. I would have had her get sick halfway through the movie. And you could put anything on it, sickness or something happens or whatever have you, have it where she's sick or whatever, halfway through the movie, she passes away, unfortunately, and have it where at the end, that's why everyone's coming back to the hotel, whatever. Even if Sophie's trying to build up the hotel, that could be a driving force for her doing it. Instead of having it where all movie long, they're sad about this event that you failed to bring your audience into. You should have brought your audience into that event, make them feel a little sad, then bring them up with some songs at the end, you know, and it was kind of cool. So that's what I would do with this movie for the hypothetical. So that's basically it. That is my review of Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. If you like it, definitely let me know down below. If you didn't like it, let me know down below as well. I love your feedback. You can find me on all social media and Dwight Antc, that's DWIGHTANTC. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. And I'll catch you reviewers next time.